right. Marina Diamandis is Marina and the Diamonds, the album The Family Jewels. You've been hearing us play. It's pop with substance, attitude, and style. She joins us live in studio. Good morning, Marina.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm surprised you pronounced my surname correctly.
Oh, good.
It's very good.
I wanted to check, but I forgot when we met quite briefly. So, first of all, love the matching lipstick, nails, and the shawl you were wearing.
I know. Earlier. I have a penchant for Dayglow orange.
Very nice. We've got to turn the lights out, so I'm sure it glows in the dark, too.
Yes. And let's not do that, because my musicians won't be able to play.
a panic look.
Yeah.
Good. Well, why don't we get into some music, and then we'll catch up with you in between. Okay. Now, we've missed the show. It was sold out at the Troubadour, which is nice. Great show here in L.A. at the Troub. Did you enjoy yourself?
Yeah, I had an amazing time. The audience here is very different to my audience in the U.K., in a good way. They're very expressive, and I loved it. So I'm looking forward to touring here in September.
When you say expressive, they were singing along?
Yeah, there were a lot of, like, ow! Those kind of noises. But they were also, everyone was singing along to every song, so I was thrilled.
That's a good sign.
I have a lot of love for American audiences.
Now, you are at the Lilith Fair this coming weekend here in Southern California, which I believe lands at Verizon Wireless in Irvine. Mm-hmm. And so there is that show that people can check out this weekend. So, without further ado, let's get into your first set. It's Marina and the Diamonds live on KCRW.
This song is called Hollywood.
American Queen is the American dream. American Queen is the American dream. She is a Polish girl in America, tall, tan, hot, blonde, cool. I asked her, why would you wanna be a Hollywood wife? Because I don't wanna end up living in a Darvon vine. You'd do anything for a dime. You're looking for the golden light. Hollywood infected your brain. You want it kissing in the rain. Oh, I've been living in the movie scene, puking American dreams. Oh, I'm obsessed with the mess that's America. It's America. I fight security, making plays for me. Soon as I touch down in old LA, said, oh my God, you look just like Shakira. No, no, you're Catherine Zeta. Actually, my name's Marina, your mind is just like mine. All filled up with things benign. You're looking for the golden light. Hollywood infected your brain. You want it kissing in the rain. Oh, I've been living in the movie scene, puking American dreams. Oh, I'm obsessed with the mess that's America. It's America. Well, it's an American dream with an American queen. American queen is the American dream. Is the American dream. Hollywood infected. Kissing in the rain. Oh, I've been living in the movie scene, puking American dreams. Oh, Hollywood infected your brain. One life with one dream on repeat. I'll escape if I try hard enough. Tell king of the jungle calls my bluff.
This is called The Outsider.
Feeling like a loser, feeling like a bum, sitting on the outside, observing the fun. Don't get on my bad side, I can't work a gun. Up into the backseat, baby, I'll show you some fun. These people are weird in here, and they're giving me the fear. Just because you know my name doesn't mean you know my game. I look myself in the face and whisper I'm in the wrong place. Is there more to lose than gain? If I go on my own again, on my own again. Say outside now. Say outside now. Say outside now. Inside. People look connecting, don't know what to say. I'm good at protecting what they wanna take. Spilt the milk of breakfast, hear me double high. And I grinned at you softly, cause I'm a wild card. These people are weird in here, and they're giving me the fear. Just because you know in the face, I whisper I'm in the wrong place. Is there more to
So I'm gonna play a song now on my own. It's called Numb.
Track mind like a goldfish, stuck inside my petri dish. I can't breathe and I can't smile. This better be worth my while. I feel numb most of the time. Lure I get the I got dark only to shine. Looking for the golden light. Oh, it's a son of a sacrifice. Run, 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 run. Forgo family, forgo friends. It's how it started, how it ends. I can't open up and cry, 'cause I've been silent all my life. I feel numb most of the time. Lord, I get the higher I climb, I will wonder why I got dark on. And I'm in hell. I need a friend. Ooh, but I can't. Yeah, I'm no good. No good to anyone. 'Cause all I care about like empty lighters.
Bravo.
Hello.
Marina and the Diamonds, live on KCRW, the album The Family Jewels. Show sold out earlier this week at the Troubadour, but she'll be back in the fall. You can also catch her live on the bill for the Lilith Fair this weekend in Southern California at Verizon Wireless in Irvine. So, my dear, you've been spending a little time here in Los Angeles. How have you enjoyed yourself?
Well, I like it more every time I come back, actually. And this time I'm like, I want to move here. But I'm really enjoying it.
Well, you are obsessed with the mess that is America.
Yeah, I'm not enjoying the June gloom, though.
All right, yeah, a little sunshine would be
nice.
I think
I brought that with me. Blame London.
But what do you make of L.A. and your experience in America? Because it seems to be a theme, at least the myth of Hollywood is certainly a theme in your music.
Well, it's kind of, I mean, I think people who maybe aren't, don't know me very well think I'm being cynical, but I'm actually not. I'm really obsessed with the USA, and I have been since I was very young. And Hollywood is just a symbol. It's kind of poking fun at what outsiders, non-Americans, think that America represents, and they think that Hollywood symbolizes that, whereas not even Hollywood is like that. You know,
sure.
LA isn't like Hollywood. Hollywood's weird and terrifying. But yeah, I like to challenge people, and I want to challenge in that song. I wanted to challenge what the notion of success is, because here the American dream, or at least for me, it seems so prevalent and so woven into the culture. And really, people who have achieved the American dream aren't necessarily happy people. So in my video, I have people like Marilyn, Elvis, who embodied that, and I just want to make people think.
There's an interesting quote that we pulled off of your MySpace page where you say, "I crave a natural, simple life while chasing an artificial, dirty dream."
Mm-hmm.
How dirty?
Well, depends what you think dirty is.
No, but it is an interesting dichotomy. I think we all kind of strive for that in a way.
Yes.
We love the perversions of celebrity, but at the same time, you want to be real and vulnerable.
Another quote that is directly below that on the MySpace is, can you be in popular culture without becoming it? And what I mean by that is that many musicians start off so fresh and energetic and not jaded and true to themselves. And in the end, I feel like 80% of the time it always gets the better of them, the industry, and they always become watered down and into a version of themselves which they think will sell and which people will like. And for me, what I'm about is not conforming to what, you know, adverts and TV and media tell you, because they just want to make money. They're not after your best interests. So how dare they tell you how to look?
Now, not to labor on your MySpace page, but I also saw a quote where you say, "I'm influenced by vision more than sound," which I thought was interesting. What did you mean by that?
Well, I'm quite a blank slate culturally. I never get influences from music or books or films. I lived in quite a bubble all my life, and that's a very much self-imposed bubble. I'm a big daydreamer. So for me, what inspires me is vision, and not necessarily like, if I'm writing a song, I'll be thinking of what I'm going to wear or the video. It's more about putting an image in the listener's mind, and that's my job as an artist. So I tend to write lyrics which are very colourful and rely on fantasy a lot.
Tell us about your upbringing. You grew up in Wales. Mm. You're of Greek descent, or Greek and English?
Yes, Greek and Welsh.
Okay. And you moved around quite a bit as a child. Did that kind of affect you, do you think?
Well, I would like to say I'm from a broken home and it's all sob story. But it's not. I had a very nice childhood and I did move quite a lot. But I did stay in Wales for 10 years. However, I moved houses about, I don't know, something like 18 times. Which very much helps this lifestyle, because you're never homesick. I get very itchy feet if I stay somewhere too long.
And were you a natural performer as a child? I mean, where did you kind of get this drive that you have? Because I was reading, it doesn't seem like you necessarily have an elaborate musical training, but your success just seems this will, you know, this pure will and a drive to communicate to the world.
Yeah, you're right. I was actually a very shy child, but I loved performing. But I never sang, didn't really act. It was more dance. But you can't speak with your body, really. It's much easier if you write songs. And I had things to say. So I suppose that's what drives me. If I didn't like lyrics, I probably wouldn't be an artist. Because I don't even write music before lyrics. I always do lyrics first, and then I compose.
Are you always writing?
Yes. Yes, I am.
So, Marina and the Diamonds, live in studio. So, what's next for you? It looks like you have a pretty busy summertime on the road.
But what else
is going on?
Well, I'm going back to the UK in a week, and we just have loads of touring. Basically, September, we come back here. I do my first American and Canadian tour. And then October, November is a big UK tour with Europe involved. And then maybe back here in December.
Okay.
If you guys will have me.
We'd love to see you. So, and we should say that this is your American radio premiere.
It is. It's my debut.
We love to say that because when you become huge, then we can say, you know, hey, we, you know, you were here first.
I told you before the show, in 10 years, I'm going to come back with my Grammys.
That's right. We'll roll out the red carpet for you.
No, you don't need to do that.
Marina and the Diamonds are here. Let's get into your second set. And let's see, listeners, we will have autographed copies of the CD, The Family Jewels, for our KCRW members. It's Marina and the Diamonds live on Morning Becomes Eclectic.
This is called I Am Not a Robot.
You've been acting awful tough lately, smoking a lot of cigarettes lately, but inside, just a little baby. Oh, it's okay to say you got a weak spot. You don't always have to be on top. Don't be so pathetic, just open up and sing. Vulnerable, you are not a robot, you're lovable, so lovable, but you're just trouble. Guess what, I'm not a robot, a robot. Guess what, what? I'm not a robot.
So now I'm going to play the first song that I got support for here. It's called Obsessions.
Sunday, wake up, give me a cigarette. Last night's love affair is looking vulnerable in my bed. Silk sheet, blue dawn, Colgate, tongue warm. Won't you quit your crying? I can't sleep. 1 minute I'm a little sweetheart, and next minute you are an absolute creep. We've got obsessions. I wanna wipe out all the sad ideas that come to me when I am holding you. We've got obsessions. All you ever think about are sick ideas involving me, involving you. Supermarket or what packet? Crackers to pick, they're all the same. One brand, one name, but really they're not. Look, look, to choose something quick. People are staring, time to go quick. And skin is on fire, just choose something, something, something. Pressure overwhelming, next minute I am turning out of the facing. 1 week without food, a day, things, things are pretty bad. The crackers were probably bad luck anyway. Can't let your cold heart be free when you act like you've got an OCD. We've got obsessions. I wanna erase every nasty thought that bugs me every day of every week. We've got obsessions. You never told me what it was.
This next song is called Are You Satisfied?
I was pulling out my hair the day I cut the deal. Chemically calm, was I meant to feel? How happy that my life was just about a change. Got the cream, oh, everybody said Marina is a dreamer. People like to tell you what you're gonna be. It's not my problem if you don't see what I see. And I do not give a damn if you don't believe. My problem is my problem that I never am happy. It's my problem on how fast I will succeed. things for free. They say I'm a control freak, driven by a greed to succeed. Nobody can stop me, cause it's my problem if I wanna back up and run. It's my business if I feel the need to smoke and drink and sway. It's my problem if I feel the need to hide. And it's my problem if I have no friends and feel I want to die. Are you satisfied? I was dreaming something dark, hiding body parts, a broken dog, a broken leg. I left it cold, I left it dead. Oh, I'm a guilty one, and they know what I have done. Yeah, I'm a troubled one, and I won't be forgiven. Guilty on the run, and I know what I have done. Guilty on the run, and I'm never forgiven. I was just a kid that you could not forgive because it's harder. I was just a kid and all I really wanted was my father. Killed a dog so small and touched its technicolored hair. I left it bruised and black and lame. I left it running full of shame. Oh, I'm a guilty one, and I know what I have done. Yeah, I'm a troubled one, and I won't be forgiven. Guilty on the run, and I know what I have done. Guilty on the run, and I'm never forgiven. I was just a kid that you could not forgive because it's harder. I was just a kid and all I really wanted was my father. I spent years singing to forget.
I spent years singing, no regret. Then suddenly, it all becomes clear. I'm not sorry. I know what I have done. Guilty on the run. I'm never forgiven. I was just a kid that you could not forgive because it's harder. I was just a kid and all I really wanted was my father.
Marina and the Diamonds live on KCRW. The album, The Family Jewels, and she is part of the Lilith Fair this weekend. You could catch her also in the fall. She'll return to Southern California. Very nicely done. So I think we have time for one more, if you can maybe do the big single.
The big single?
I think,
No. Yeah, I can do Oh No for you.
But here, let me give away copies of the album, because we have autographed copies of The Family Jewels. Marina and the Diamonds.
You signed them. I haven't signed anything.
We took care of that already. No, we're going to have you sign them, I promise. So if you guys haven't won a giveaway from us in the past 90 days, you can call us right now at 877-600-KCRW. Have your member number ready. That's 877-600-5279. These CDs available to our current members only, first come, first serve basis. They're non-transferable. Again, the phone number to win autographed copies of Marina and the Diamonds, The Family Jewels. Call now at 877-600-5279. Well, Marina, thank you for everything, and we look forward to seeing you again down the line.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Take care.
Don't do love. Don't do friends. I'm only after success. Don't need a relationship. I'll never soften my grip. Don't want cash, don't want car. Want it fast, want it hard. Don't need money, don't need fame. I just wanna make a change. I just wanna change. I just wanna change. I just wanna change. I just wanna change. Change! I know exactly what I want and who I wanna be. I know exactly why I walk and talk like a machine. I'm now becoming my own self-fulfilled prophecy. Oh, oh no, oh no.
one-track mind, one-track heart. If I fail, I'll fall apart. Maybe it is all a test, 'cause I feel like I'm the worst, so I always act like I'm the best.
Marina and the Diamonds will play us out this morning. You can revisit this session online at kcrw.com anytime. Big thanks to Marina for stopping by. Also, thanks to Mario Diaz, our sound engineer, assisted by JC Swadek. Robert LaFond, web video producer. Also, special thanks to Brian Corona, Howie Mura, John Rubley, Scott Brothman, Derek McKillop, and Christina Hale. Will Bentley, production assistant here this morning. Ariana Morgenstern, the producer of Morning Becomes Eclectic. I'm Jason Bentley with you from 9 until noon for MBE. Tomorrow, we welcome Kanono Number 1 live to the studios. Looking forward to that. To the Point with Warren Olney is coming up next, following headlines from NPR. Have a terrific afternoon. I'm gonna